Hey, welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 71, Always Look Up. Show notes for this episode are available at gwtw.co/71. Are you looking for more tips on how to get your work to work? Sign up for the Curiosity Lab, my weekly email newsletter at thecuriositylab.net or at the bottom of each show's page. Not only will you get an email delivered straight to your inbox on Mondays with stories and inspiration designed to spark your creativity and curiosity, but you'll also receive my latest guides, Build Your Platform, and DIY documentary. All right, you ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. I'm the type of person that walks looking down, looking up, and looking around. I love to see what is around me and what's going on. And recently when I was on vacation, I walked into Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood for my friend's graduation from the American Film Institute. The curtains before me that covered the giant IMAX screen was adorned with the AFI logo. I sat down in this giant theater and I started to look around. I looked to the left, I looked to the right, I stared at all the people and I took it all in. I was in Hollywood. Then I decided to look up. I was blown away by the ornate details in the ceiling. I could see the IMAX speakers. I could see the lighting, and it was gorgeous. It was beautiful. I asked the people around me if they had looked up yet, and they hadn't, judging by their reactions a short time later. The tendency we have is to look exactly where we are going. We see exactly what is in front of us. But in doing that, we miss so much. And instead, I implore you to look up, to look down, and to look all around. Sure, you may look like a tourist or a newbie or a naive beginner, but you gain so much by taking it all in. Look at the marquees. Look at the stars on the ground. Watch out for gum or other illicit substances on the ground. Just take it all in. Now, in terms of metaphors, this call to always look up works as well. Take a moment and be positive about the life you live and the work you're doing. You can't help but feel a little bit better and more encouraged about everything when you always look up. Take another moment and be in awe of the work that you do. Be in awe of the people you are around, the health you have, the home you live in, even with the jungle in the backyard. Always looking up means to be open to more than what is in front of you. It speaks to the notion of faith, it speaks to the notion of hope, and it speaks to the idea that there is something beyond just today. And I love that, and it fuels not only my creativity and my curiosity, but it really fuels my life. I want to share 6 ways you can remember to always look up. First, when you enter a new space or even return to a space you haven't been in for a while, take in the architectural details all around you. See if you can find something new. When we were at Disneyland recently, my wife was standing in line for Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, and she was looking up just in time to notice some details in the rafters that she had never seen before. Her face lit up and she was so excited. She took out her phone and took a picture and shared it on Facebook, and her friends hadn't really seen that detail either. And so it was just fun to see how looking up, seeing something new and sharing it with others could change their lives too. Second, find something in your work or your daily pursuits that will inspire you to try new things. Always look up is a great thing when you are researching something new to learn, or maybe it's a new tutorial that you're going to watch on YouTube, or maybe it's an online course you're going to do. Be inspired to consistently try new things. That's another way to describe what always look up means. Third, search within yourself for awe-inspiring details that are hiding in plain sight. There is so much going on in our heads and in our hearts, and when we take some time to really look for the things that are exciting us, or looking for things that we're excited for, it really encourages us to have a great attitude for other people, especially when so much just horrible things happen in life. So when we can share those details that are exciting us with others, it really can make the world a better place for other people. Fourth, take a moment to slow down or even stop. If you're always busy or rushing from place to place, you're going to miss out on the journey. You're going to miss out on what's going on those side streets. You're going to miss out on the details of crazy people standing on the side of the road, or the flower shop that opened up down the street, or the neighbor's overgrown yard that makes you feel better about your own yard. And so take a moment to look for those details by slowing down. Fifth, always look up as a call to change your daily posture. Instead of angling your head down to look at your phone, lift your head up to see something else, because it requires your body to change position. When your shoulders go back and your head goes up, things feel a little bit more open and they are different. Things change when you always look up. Sixth and finally, curiosity may have killed the cat, but it will fill you with life through new experiences. The more you can be curious about what you see and what you experience, it's going to make your life richer and more fulfilling, and it's going to help you connect with new people and connect with people that need your perspective of always looking up. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you're here. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends and other creative professionals and entrepreneurs? Subscribe on iTunes and Android devices by clicking the subscription links found at gwtw.co. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work? Or maybe you need some advice. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on most social networks. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Twitter, at Chris Martin Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Facebook, and at CM Studios on Instagram. As a metaphor and a call to action, always look up is powerful. It can mean having a positive outlook even when all evidence points to hell. But it can also mean looking at the sky, the clouds, or the buildings overhead. Keep searching for the awe-inspiring spectacles that are all around us. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.